episode of Laceology.
Okay, I'm so excited because my guest for tonight, she was actually supposed to come on Laceology the first season, but then COVID happened and then I canceled everybody. So I'm so happy that she was like willing to come back again, like eagerly. Like it wasn't long, like, I guess I'll come. Like she was so excited.
I was excited. I was excited because apparently Lacey likes to cancel people.
So. It's true. I'm so sorry.
We're here.
No, that's fact.
We're here. We're here. I made it, guys.
That's fact.
I made it back.
If you guys are watching this this podcast on YouTube, thank you guys for watching. If you guys are listening to this podcast, there is a video version of it on YouTube. You would just go to YouTube, type in Laceology or Lacey or Lacey Doll, and you'll find it. If those of you guys on YouTube want to switch and listen to the podcast in your car, in the bathroom, having sex, I don't know, you can. You can find this podcast on any podcast streaming source. Just type in Laceology, or you may be able to type in Lacey Doll, but for sure type in Laceology and it'll pop up everywhere. All right, so I love this guest. She's one of my favorite people ever. She's my girl crush. She's my femme crush, and her name is Christina Diamond, and she is a gorgeous, beautiful model and entrepreneur. Christina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, first of all, I swear, every time I'm on something with you, I find this thing out where it's like, oh, I'm your girl crush. Lacey ain't never shot no shot. It's okay, cool.
I don't know.
But
this one time I was drunk and I was like, hey, don't look at me like that because I'll fuck you.
I wasn't going to tell y'all that. But okay, we're here now. We're here now. Okay, so I am Christina Diamond. I am a hairstylist by day. Crazy enough, model by trade, but now I absolutely love it, and it's become a very close part-time, apparently. I'm like, okay, cool, this is what I'm doing now. And weirdly enough, like, I have been approached to model since, like, 2009, and I was really nervous about it. And now I'm like, fuck it, we're here now, let's do it. Let's do it for everybody else that's nervous about it.
I feel like when I first met you, you were, like, still becoming comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, you're so pretty. You're so pretty. And she was like, stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stop. No, because I need to lose. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you, yes. Okay. So weird thing, backstory. I was born in Barbados. So I'm like one of my shortest family members. Oh, wow. And being in the States, they're like, oh my God, you're tall as hell. And I'm like, okay, sorry that your ear is, you know, a little different down there, but I'm here now. And it took me a while to get comfortable. And I think it was me getting comfortable with everybody else's uncomfortability with me.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, fuck it, I'm here.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're a little nice oak tree going on over here. She's a little palm tree, you know, just dropping coconuts everywhere she goes. Just gorgeous, swaying in the wind.
I'm just going to blush over here. Am I going there, you know?
All right, you guys. Are you guys ready for the show? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. In true Lacey fashion, we are going to take a shot to celebrate, because I celebrate everything with a shot.
Yes.
And today we are celebrating you being on Laceology. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Shot.
Shots.
I need that. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
It's the chaser being wine for me.
My chaser is wine and vodka.
All right.
So then that happened.
Okay, cool. Got it. I'm just going to sit over here with my wine, you know?
Yeah, it just makes sense. It just, okay, so, jumping into the topics here now. Let's talk about this. I'm so excited to talk about modeling with you because, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. I used to model professionally when I was younger. And when I modeled, just the industry was
Completely different.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was like a little like unicorn. One, you didn't really see there weren't a lot of black models. There weren't a lot of black models, and the girls that were models, honestly, that were black, they would just get caught up in the lifestyle too easily.
Okay.
So really fickle, would ended up kind of doing drugs, transitioning over to like just music videos and like other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I remember I got my first manager was a white lady named Cammy, And she's like, I love you. I've always wanted to represent a black model. And this is in Southern California in 2010, y'all, right? Like a long time ago. And Cammy was like, I want to represent you, but you just have to promise me that you're going to stay away from drugs, and weed is a drug, and alcohol.
Okay.
And she said, because when black women start doing drugs,
it shows.
It shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you expect certain people to age, and you expect to put a certain amount of makeup on them, and, you know.
You can cover it.
Yeah. But she was like, when black women start to, like, overindulge, it shows. And in Southern California, there just weren't a lot of us already.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to Atlanta, and I'm just, like, seeing all of these gorgeous, like, plus-size black models.
Yes.
And the only plus-size model anybody's ever really pushed was the girl that
Ashley
won.
Graham?
Yes.
Or Takara?
No, so there was Ashley. Well, you know Takara. Yeah. Well, we know Takara.
We know Takara, but Ashley Graham.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ashley Graham. And there was a blonde girl for a minute, too. Oh, God, it was the 20-teens. Like, they tried to push this, like, blonde girl on us after Ashley.
After Ashley. She didn't take off the same way.
Mm-mm. She didn't take off the same way. But outside of that, no one ever pushes, like, plus-size models.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I want to talk to you about your experience. So let's talk about the realities of being a plus-size model.
Well, the crazy thing about it is, even though you're a plus-size model, there's still standards. Mm. There's still, like, size gaps where it's like, okay, you can be plus size when you're like 10 to the ideal size is a 14. But when you get to 16, 18, 20, it's a lot of local plus size models. Or in Atlanta, it's a beautiful place altogether. However, it's still real clicky.
Yeah.
And if you're 20, 22, 24s, yes, it's still a beautiful size. But when's the last time you've seen a 24 size on a billboard? Plus size is still like 10, 12, 14.
Yeah.
So that's still like a really sticky place to be. And for me, when I first started, I didn't want to do it. Because like you said, what I saw was eat a salad. You're working out. Stick the stick figure. And or they were like super ethnic. Like,
yeah,
we got you from Africa. This is like the,
yes,
the pick of the. And it's like, oh, okay. I don't look like that. Mm-hmm. At all.
Yes.
But then now I'm like, oh, you're the Islander. Look at your cheekbones. Oh my God, your skin. I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this. So I've enjoyed it. But even like as of recent, like I had weight loss surgery about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Well, a year and some change ago. So I went from like a size 20 to now I am a size 14.
Okay.
And I'm like, billboard, are you ready for me?
Really?
And what's wild is, a lot more stuff has taken off with me as a 14 versus me as a 20.
Yeah.
So it's still like this weird gray area that I think we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And putting, like, if there wasn't for Torrid or Lane Bryant or those types of stores,
yeah,
there wouldn't be huge, like, well, now it's a huge, but bigger size, plus size models.
Yes. Even like Good American, because we love to praise being plus size, but really she's just more plus size than her sisters.
Absolutely.
Right. She's
right.
Not really.
Because I doubt she's even a 10.
Right. She's small.
She's small.
But she's always been.
Always.
Yeah.
But when we look at her in comparison to
sisters,
you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
She's a little thicker. Like,
Good American.
She's a good eight.
She's like, oh, I started this, you know, for bigger girls. But even like when you're like browsing through, it's still pretty year old
on the smaller
kind of
side. Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so one, I thought you just like didn't come outside for a while.
Mm-mm,
and
girl,
then I
no.
saw you and I said, why is she even more of a bad bitch? Like, what is this? Why does Christina just keep getting better? Like,
no.
You're literally fine fucking one. I cannot handle it.
First of all, COVID took me out. Being inside, like, I've always done, like, sports or been, like, super into fitness. But COVID took me out. Like, hated it.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it. And I gained, like, 40 pounds. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. And then it was harder to, like, get it off.
I saw you during COVID. I was like, your house. You looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
To you.
To me,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. To me, I was like, I'll climb, baby. Oh.
Come on, give me y'all a peep show.
You guys want her to
show something? You know what I'm saying? Show her a little thigh or something.
I was like, God damn, like, I remember just leaving. I'm like, why does Christina always look so good?
But it was also a comfortability thing. Like, it wasn't even like, oh my God, I felt super unhealthy. It was, I was in pain, like my joints were hurting. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm a hairstylist, so I'm on my feet 10 to 13 hours a day. And I'm like, okay, am I gonna get knee replacements like in 10 years or what are we gonna do? And I was like, get the weight off.
So, okay, when I've always been pretty small, mm-hmm. right? But when I was like height of like modeling, when I tell you, I was working out 3 times a day, like full cardio. I was literally 105 pounds at yep. one point, right? Like small, tiny. And in Southern California at the time, I still was like not small enough, right? Mm-hmm. So I was kicking my ass, like trying to be smaller and smaller and smaller. But for you, was your, because this is amazing. I don't think that we talk enough. We talk mm-hmm. about like black girls getting like BBL.
Yeah.
But for you getting surgery, was it like in your mind, was it like, okay, well then maybe I'll get more?
No, it was more so like a health thing. Like honestly, cause I model, yes, but when I think of my bread and butter, it's me being behind the chair. Mm-hmm. So for me, I wanted to like, I guess like elongate the time frame I was going to be behind the chair. Yeah. And it just so happened to be that everything else picked up. Because then after I lost the weight, I was like, oh, these spins are spinning now. Like, I'm in heels longer because I can. Like, I don't have as many knee problems or I don't feel it. So I'm like, oh, I see why the skinny bitches are out here killing it.
That's
nice. It's easier. So I was like, And I'm not promoting weight loss surgery. Right. But at the same time, like, it was my choice. And I didn't want to go like, oh, let's get a BBL. Maybe. Not. I'm not against it, but I knew I wanted the weight off. And I didn't necessarily have a number of what I wanted off. I just wanted to be healthier while I did something that I enjoyed.
When we talk about, like, some of the realities of modeling, and, you know, obviously, like, your weight is really important, no matter which mm-hmm. side of the spectrum mm-hmm. you're on. But let's talk about this, because this is, Okay. How do I say what I want to say? Okay.
So, no, I don't feel like it's about to be good.
No, it's okay, because this is so real. Okay, so for a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are not in the industry. Mm-hmm. So they're on the outside watching. Mm-hmm. And what you see promoted to you are people like the Kendall Jenners, the Kara, you know, et cetera, the Naomis, the mm-hmm. Tyras, who have done incredibly well and who have made immaculate money. But let's talk about the money. Because I think there used to be money in modeling. Like,
used to be.
When I used to model.
It's oversaturated.
Yeah, there was so much money. And I mean, not even, but like there was more opportunity. Like
yeah.
back in the day, like pre-Instagram.
Real opportunity.
Yeah. We were hosting parties. We were walking red carpets. We were, you had to hire models for mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. everything. It really wasn't a matter of like getting an influencer. Because now yeah. you can just get an influencer.
And 9 times out of 10, the influence an influencer has over what a model can provide is probably more publicity than
anything.
Right.
But I remember like when models used to actually hold sections.
Yeah.
You would yeah. hire models
yeah.
to send sections. Now you hire influencers. So when I used to get hired, and back then also, you had to go through like an agent, you mm-hmm. had to go through the whole process, so you had somebody negotiating your pay for you. So even if I was walking a show or just doing a print something, I was modeling at the turn of like when people were having like online stores. Mm-hmm. So they were still paying good money to have people model their stuff for them. Now, same thing, you just hire
an influencer. Send them a brand package.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, shop here. Look at this outfit.
Yes.
Look at this. And you're like, oh, I do like that outfit.
Yes.
Over, well, who is that? She cute in it, but
yes.
who is that wearing it?
Exactly. I don't need anymore, but is there any money in modeling today? Like for the everyday model? Where's the money?
You have to juggle both. Mm. You have to, it's almost like you have to become an influencer. Like, okay, so a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, I was a part of this reality TV show. It was for models. It was for plus size models. It never dropped because mm. of COVID. However, it was me and like the top three were influencers.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking like 236K, 140K. And I'm like, here I go, my little 10K. Hey, y'all. But they had major deals with like Fashion Nova and those types of people. And it's the same brand package. They send you X amount of items for the month. You post, you tag. They repost you. You're on the website. But I'm like, okay, are you a model? Because then I would see some of them walk and I'm like,
No training.
You're just cute in this outfit. Yeah. So it really dilutes the industry in a sense because you're like, I really got what it takes. And then you look at who's already there and you're like, they don't have nothing that I have.
The numbers.
So now you're like, okay, so do I worry about training? Do I do the things that I know I should do? Or should I just take a online course to become an influencer that also adds like, oh, okay, cool. I got a couple K behind me. I could pull this. Like,
what do you say to that though? Because I feel like for me, and mind you, I did it before in the past. Mm-hmm. The market was different. We had to have model mayhem pages just
yes,
for fun, right?
Yes.
So for me, when I get so not like judgmental, but like so
it's upsetting. Hard on people, it's upsetting
because it's like I'll go to fashion shows, especially in Atlanta, and Atlanta's probably the most like lax professional mm-hmm. city.
Absolutely.
But I go to like fashion shows now, and I'll just be like, "Oh, they just chose that person because they got a
they're following,
like, mm-hmm. or because that person's a friend of yours." Or like sometimes I'll see some of the models, and I'm just like, "Or we just going for like the diversity thing? Like,
like how'd you make it?
How did you get here?
Okay, hey, Brand.
So for you, like, is it upsetting?
It's upsetting if I don't see passion behind what you are doing.
Yeah.
Even if you are, let's go on a rate. Like, even if you're like a 4 on a scale 1 to 10 and there's no passion, but you know, like, oh, if I do this, I'll get some followers. Or if I do, and that's what you're doing it for, that's upsetting. Because I've been at fashion shows and I'm backstage and I'm like, are you drinking? Like,
yes.
What is this?
Yes.
And then it's like, and then they'll have the audacity, like, you want a shot? I'm like, no. I'm about to.
Yeah.
Hit this. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's upsetting.
Yes.
But for somebody that comes to me and they're like, and I've had people come and be like, well, Christina, I want to do this. How do I get there? That to me, you have a passion. Like there's a yearning for something better. Like I want to change or I want to evolve. But if you're just here to get drunk in the bag because there's free liquor, like.
I've never been that's to a upsetting. Real fashion show where they've had liquor. I went to a fashion show once. Oh, this is so embarrassing. It was my very first fashion show mm-hmm. ever. And I was so excited. I did every possible thing you should do wrong, right? So I was so excited. I had just booked this fashion show. It was 2 weeks before. We're like practicing every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had went and got this tattoo. And it was a bathing suit. It was a spring fashion show. And I was in all bathing suits. I think I was in all bathing suits and one gown. It was weird. And I showed up and the coordinator was like,
what is that?
If we were not this close and if you didn't have all your clothes tailored to you,
I would cut you.
I would have cut you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh God. Right? So mm-hmm. she was so mad. And we couldn't cover it because mm-hmm.
it was new. It was brand new.
Oh, she was so mad. So then, we're backstage the day of the fashion show. We're getting ready. Everybody's super relaxed. I'm just excited energy, and mm-hmm. I think I always say inappropriate things anyways, but I was just back there, like, in regular conversation, like, cussing up a storm. Oh, my gosh! She was so mad, and I didn't know, like, you couldn't curse. Like, I didn't know.
It's etiquette.
Yes!
Yeah, like, you're a representation not only of what you're about to wear, but you. So
oh
you're always
gosh.
Selling you.
She was so mad, and then we had left backstage because we hadn't got our makeup done because
mm-hmm.
people mm-hmm. couldn't really do it.
Gotcha.
So we had left. Luckily, we had brought our own bags, you know, because you go through so much training
mm-hmm.
in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So I already had, like, my actual bag, like, ready. So me and another girl, we had went to, like, a separate bathroom. But while we were leaving the bathroom to go back backstage, this guy had, like, asked us if they wanted a shot, you know, because they were drinking out there.
You
and we were like, hell
yeah! Wrong.
I did everything wrong! So we go back, like, we're literally in the front with the people, right? And we're, like, taking shots.
No!
Oh, my God, when I tell you, this woman...
The only thing left for you to say is I had a garment on while I was out front.
She was
taking shots. That's the only thing left for you to say.
She was so mad. She didn't really speak to me the entire time. Her assistant spoke to me. And then the next day, I had got a forwarded email from my agent And it was like, and it was a long email from this woman. Like, I'll never work with this girl ever again. She's so unprofessional. The industry is small here. People act like we don't know. Like, I was like, my career is
it's over.
So my agent's like, get to my office
now. I got goosebumps. And I know this was years ago, but I'm like.
Yes, I go to her office and I'm just like, I'm freaking out. And she's the sweetest little tiny white lady like ever, like blonde hair, beach woman, right? I get to her office and she's so mad and she's like, if we were not in contract, I would drop you. So
yes.
She refused to book me shows for like 60 days or something. Like that was like my
punishment. Your punishment. Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad. And then I had to go back. So she had scheduled like etiquette classes.
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
was a mess. I felt so bad. But now me and that woman like were great. Mm-hmm. I worked with her since and I just like I was like groveling.
Yeah.
I was like, because she knew everybody.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God. But in Atlanta, that is
the norm.
That's the norm. So when I go to fashion shows, I'm always like,
I am normally the one in the back that has created my own like barricade with like a table and like a chair, and I've stolen a mirror, and I am just in my own zone. I 9 times out of 10 have my headphones in. Like, I'm just in a zone because it's so easy to get caught up. And what you don't realize is that even though you're backstage, people are always watching.
They're always watching,
even when you think they're not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And I think I was signed to an agency. I think I dropped them like maybe a year, going on 2 years now. And the one thing she told us was like, and for me, it clicked because I'm an entrepreneur. She was like, treat it like it's your business because you are your business.
Yeah.
And I was like, So at all times you're on. At all times you're trying to sell you to somebody. So they're looking at you all the time.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Got it. Heard. Understood. Don't drink. Got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No cussing. Alrighty. Cool. What music can I listen to? You know what? It don't matter. It's in my ear. Like, that's the prep talk that I have to have because it's so easy. Like, you might be in a show with your friend. And your friend's like, come on, just sneak a shot. Like,
yes.
Like, and you're like, no. People, see?
Like, I stopped modeling a very long time ago. But since I've been in Atlanta, you know, like, I go backstage to all the shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just walk back there. Except to one person's show. She hates it when I do that. But,
I'll be like, hey. Lacita. Hey, guys, I'm me. I'm just going to walk back here, guys.
Every single time, she's like, Lacy.
But if you think about it, most shows don't really have like a, hey, you can't come back here. They don't.
Y'all
want a
shot? Y'all want a drink? Y'all want an edible? What y'all want? Y'all want?
Don't invite Lacey to your show, guys.
We're going to, you know, make Lacey some money. So we're going to let our advertisers advertise and our sponsors sponsor. So advertisers,
yo, 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 ATL, what's up? This the Spice Chef, Chef Q of Infinite Catering Events, your favorite personal and private caterer and mobile chef. Y'all order y'all seasoning, land, ground, sea, good for your meats, your seafood, and your vegetables. And y'all know in Atlanta, everybody love wings. Y'all like wings gold and spicy? Order my 24K gold wing sauce. Hit me up at Infinite Catering Events at Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and or www.infinitecateringevents.com. Again, it's Chef Q, Spice Chef, Infinite Catering Events, y'all. Thank you.
Okay, we touched on this briefly, but I want to touch on this again because the industry I knew is not the industry you know.
Correct.
So let's talk about the importance of building a brand and a modeling portfolio today.
Mm-hmm.
Educate the girls.
Whew. Okay, are we building it via Instagram or are we talking a real portfolio?
You know these hoes be building it via Instagram.
Exactly. Stop. So that's what I'm saying because
No. We will do this. I won't shade y'all because there are still women out there that are still building real portfolios and they have a hard time because they don't know how to build a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we're talking to. Like, let's talk to those women.
Okay. So for me, honestly, I had a little of a cheat code because at the time my friend already had an agency. And when she was recruiting me, she had been recruiting me for a long time. And I was just like, girl, no, leave me alone. Like, I don't want to do this. And when I woke up one day and I was just like, I do want to do this. Like, I want to do this for the girls that feel like they can't do this, but they want to, and they don't know where to start. So I told her, and she was just like, well, prove to me why. And I was just like, well, damn, all right, cool, gotcha. So when I talked to her and she understood, like, I had to become comfortable with myself, what to do. So she was just like, all right, boom, I'm going to have these power shoots, and it's pretty much going to cover everything you need in your portfolio. Oh, okay. So when I say I had a cheat sheet, I had a cheat sheet. Because to tell somebody, like, oh, these are the things you need to cover, like, you need your digitals, you need this, they're going to be like, I need what? To do what? How do I submit?
But what about for people who, because we talked a little bit about, like, a lot of times it's the girls that also have the numbers behind them, right? So how do I, as a model, leverage Instagram so that it'll benefit me so that I can kind of start to build those numbers without hurting my brand? Because all the trends out there aren't good for you.
Correct.
All the videos out there aren't good for you. If your personality, like, I have a podcast, I can go live and talk shit about everything. Every day.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's never gonna hurt anything.
Nope.
But as a model,
it would hurt because now you're not only representing you, you're representing these brands.
Yeah.
So I personally would say figure out what you want to do. Like, what is your bigger person? Like, do you want to be representation for only you, or do you want to represent Nike or Shein or Fashion Nova? Like, what is it that you want to do? Personally, like, my best friend, she started by creating a vision board for what she wants to do. So before she posts something, she's like, would this be great representation for these brands? And if it's not, she don't post it. If it is, she's like, all right, they might like this. She ain't gonna tag them because they ain't signed her. But for her, it's almost like mentally preparing yourself for what it could look like if they were to pick you.
Tag them even though they haven't signed you, so they can sign you. Because they cannot sign you if they don't know that you don't exist.
That you do exist.
Yeah.
But she ain't had their stuff on. She's oh. Tagging them.
You can tag them. Okay. Imagine me with your shit on.
Okay. I like that. Okay, we're going to do that next.
We're doing
that
next. Imagine.
If this was Gucci. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so I'm a model. I'm at home. I am trying. I have, like, I don't know, no followers. Maybe I'm from, like, Wisconsin. And I moved to Atlanta. And everybody in my hometown said it was beautiful. And so I moved to Atlanta with all of, like, 980 followers. All people in my hometown. And I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, what kind of content do I post? What do I post? Like, what do I post that's not going to get me in hot water? Or that's not going to have some agency looking at me and being
crazy.
Like, nah.
I would actually probably travel around Atlanta and find either your favorite spots or dope-ass spots. And take pictures in front of them. Find you a tripod, buy you a tripod, and take pictures. Me personally, my favorite pictures of me are my off guards. Yeah. They're to me are my most authentic self. And I would find that. What is my most authentic self and post those pictures?
My favorite pictures of you are all of them.
I love you.
Okay, so you would post the photos and then make a reel. Make a reel out of it.
Because reels are now a new thing.
I
don't post photos anymore either. No. I've tried, like, I think the last
get the same engagement
at all. Like, I think my pictures went from, like, thousands of likes to, like, hundreds of likes, like 230. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing this shit anymore. Yeah. And then once reels kicked off, I was like, okay, cool. I can just stick a couple of pictures in here. Behind some music? Cool. Say less. I got that.
A reel for a picture? No, I'm kidding.
I can do that.
I'm there too much. All right. And then just transfer that to, like, TikTok. And one thing I would suggest for, like, somebody who's a new model is to document your journey.
Yeah. And put it on YouTube.
Put it on YouTube. And then you can take those same reels and those same photos and put them on
YouTube. So this is, again, you have to merge the two.
Yeah.
You have to become an influencer. Mm-hmm. Because I think brands are now looking for how many people are willing to follow you.
Yes.
How much influence do you have? Because those followers will now then become buyers
but
or customers.
But the crazy thing is, followers do not equal sales.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope.
Quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. People are a lot less likely to buy from you if you have a lot of followers, unless you built up your brand
yeah.
so much that
yeah.
you just want to test it
yeah.
out.
To see if it fails.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Facts.
They're not trying it because it's like, and it's crazy because like I have my own product line. I have a whole hair care line. And one of my clients was just like, well, I was just supporting you. It just so happens that shit works. And I was like, I'll take it. Like, I will take it.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. A win is a win. I was like, oh my gosh, you want another bottle? Like, that's where I was with it. Because I was just like, so me telling you of all the benefits, she was like, I didn't care about that. Like, you do my hair, I trust you. And I was like,
all
right. Okay. I'll take it. Yeah, like,
yes,
legit.
Dude, that's one thing that I just didn't have to deal with. I remember, oh, you guys, I remember, oh, so, okay. I wanted to be on all the black men's magazines when they were a thing.
And of course so you did, Lacey.
So my contract with my first agent, Cammie, was a non-exclusive contract.
Okay.
So I was able to also sign another non-exclusive contract. Okay, so Cammie would give me like an all like the stuff or whatever, but she wasn't getting me like the sexy stuff. And so, what was the name of this? There was this model group back in the day. It was called Official Glam Girls.
You're killing me with this back in the day.
Like, killing me.
Killing me.
It was a long
the
time
The fact that 2010 is so back in the day is
it's
just...
It's 2022 now. That's
I get 12 it,
years
but
ago.
It's... Oh, my
We're
God.
We're old. We're the old bitches in the club.
I ain't going back to the club.
Exactly. I ain't going. No. There was a modeling group called Official Glam Girls, and they used to get, at the time, they were getting into all the black men's magazines. So I had got a meeting with the owner, whatever, his name was Mike Styles. Great guys. We're still friends on Facebook to this day, right? And
Lacey is the plug.
Okay. And so he lived in New York because the magazines, well, the agency was out of New York, and I was in San Diego. So we had a... We had a Skype.
Lacey, tell your age. Just tell your age. Not Zoom.
It's okay because we look better than those girls.
Absolutely. Right they now. Do drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were doing that back then. We were drinking.
Speak for yourself. That's water in my cup.
So we had this Skype meeting.
Spritzer in it or something.
And mind you, in Southern California, I had to be, like, a size 01. Mm-hmm. So I was tiny, y'all. Like, tiny, tiny, tiny. And I really thought I was about to be, like, ass up, face down to these black men's magazines. Like, I really
at a one.
So I had this
What black man you know?
I don't know. Because Mike was
Please.
Like, you know what? He's like, you have a beautiful face.
We appreciate you, Mike.
You have a beautiful face. He was like, but, you know, I just think... Maybe for the type of modeling I can get you into, you don't have the body just yet, right? Mm-hmm. And I was still really young.
Immature. Just,
so you
like, immature.
Just, you know, in a couple of years, you may develop some more.
That was the nicest way of saying the things.
But
Mike has had this conversation quite
some
time.
No, but it was cool because then Mike ended up wanting to get into, like, a different, like, just a different section of modeling mm-hmm. together. Because back that was, like, the turn of, like, people having online websites and clothing lines mm-hmm. and whatever. So he hit me back up, and he was like, hey, I can't get you into, like, you know, these magazines, but I can get you booked for stuff. So he was like, let's sign. So I was like, all right, cool. Sign with Mike. And Mike was like... Do you have Instagram? And that was the first time I had ever heard, like...
Yeah.
And I was like, nope. And he was like, okay, well, you need Instagram.
I was so against Instagram when
yeah,
it first came out.
Yeah, me too. I was like, well, I have a Model TikTok Mayhem. Too. And he was like, no, no one's going to find you on Model Mayhem anymore. And he was like, you need an Instagram. So, actually, he managed my Instagram at first. Or, like, not him, but, you know, they did. And I loved that because I didn't have to touch it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, it's like, you have to be so savvy. You gotta go to, we gotta watch all the YouTube videos. You gotta look at all the informational TikToks that are out there. You gotta follow all the informational girls.
I stopped all of that. I just be posting shit to be posting shit. I swear to God, like,
that's good strategy.
I understand that, but that, who wants to do that? You got it. Okay, not I. I just be posting for the, you know that reel that's just like those four people that keep watching my Instagram. What y'all want from the store? What y'all want from the store? Like, that's where I'm at with it, because I'm not. I think, you know, I really love life before Instagram.
Yeah.
Taking back to Facebook era, like when you needed a college, don't listen.
Oh.
A college email.
Yeah.
A college email to get Facebook. Take me back to those times. Like, can I meet you outside? Like, not even at the library, but just outside. I hate it.
You was talking about me.
Judge your mama.
What year was that? 2008. let's go back to Black Planet. Fucking high five. I hope not.
Wow.
Let's go back to the original MySpace. Hey, tip. MySpace is coming back. So if you wanna get on the wave before it's a wave, create a MySpace page.
I have built mine out. That shit was lit.
Make another one. Because in the next 2 years.
I don't know how to do that again. Now I feel old for real.
It's coming back.
I believe it. Can they bring back Downlink?
Downlink? They did for a minute, but nobody was fucking on it. Like Black Planet. They did, but nobody was fucking on it.
I never got on Black Planet.
It wasn't my thing when it was out, because, like, all the old people had Black Planet back then.
Yeah.
So, I didn't, but, like, Downlink, that's where I met.
I got some wild stories. Yeah.
My best friend had a high five. I never had a high five.
Me neither.
It kind of, I guess, looked like an orange version of, like, POF.
Oh.
Yeah. It was, like, the first kind of, like, swipe type of thing.
So, funny story, right? I had one POF account. And I had downloaded it and made an account for, like, a scene and choices. And I forgot it. I just deleted the app off my phone. And somebody inboxed me and I was like, girl, I seen your wife on POF. And sent her my... I was like, let me figure out how to delete this. Because it was literally for a scene. I just deleted the app thinking, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Yeah, no. Don't.
I've never had...
If y'all see me on there, it ain't me. It ain't me.
I've never had a plenty either. I've never online dated, but I did download, quick segue, y'all, sorry. I did download her, like, a month or two ago, and I only had it for, like, 20 minutes, and then
You know what? I've had great luck on Facebook dating.
So I created a Facebook dating account, but the problem is, I don't tell anybody my real age, even Facebook. So my age on Facebook is, like, not my age in real life.
So is that a modeling thing?
I think it's just I'm not ready to age yet.
Like, okay, so here's the thing, right? So I had a meeting with, like, a potential manager, and she was just like, we have to change your age. And I don't think I'm comfortable about lying about my age, because I'm going to forget. And what if I forget my real age?
26. You got a birth certificate? What's wrong with you? You got a mom. Oh, you got a mama.
I got a mama.
She always go remind me.
I got a mama. You're right.
Why did my mom say happy birthday to me a couple weeks ago on my birthday on Facebook? This is what she said. She said, and she used my real name. Happy birthday to my daughter, real full name. She's real full age today. Period.
I'm blocking you.
I called her. I said, my mom has to block you.
Absolutely. Because why? Blasphemy.
Why would you do that?
Because just in case you forgot.
This bitch.
Why?
She's disrespectful. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Oh, this is really good. Okay. This is for you specifically. As a light, because I think you're a light.
Okay.
Right? I think some of us in life were just lights.
Okay.
Do you
definition,
feel...
Definition, please.
You just shine a little bit brighter than everybody else.
I don't need it.
Like, I know if I walk into a space, I can see you, right? And even though you live in Atlanta, where everybody's a celebrity in their heads, most people are not lights. They're kind of, forget them, right? But you also model.
Mm-hmm.
and you're also taller than the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have ever had to, like, water yourself down?
Absolutely.
For people?
Do Absolutely.
Do you feel like you still do that, or how did you ever find that you don't?
So, weird thing, and I don't even know if this is a weird thing or if it's just a thing. A lot of people that I've dated were like, you're too good to be true. Like, there's no way. And I'm like, the fuck? What are you accustomed to? Like, it's Caribbean shit. Swear to God. Mm-hmm. So, even for, like, my modeling stuff, it was like, oh, you're great at this. You're great at that. You're good at this. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I haven't made it. And I remember doing this sit-down interview. It was with this modeling group. And she was just like, what would you rate yourself? And I was just like, a 5. And she was like, a 5? And I was just like, well, yeah, because I feel like there's still so much to learn. And I'm not the person to go in, like, with a big head. Crazier story. When I first did the web series, I remember going to Sweet Heat one year, and this lady was screaming Simone down the beach. And I was like, who the fuck is Simone? Like, I was just visual answer. Oh, wait. She was screaming it.
16? 17? 18?
Show
came out in 17.
So maybe 18.
No, I think you guys went there. The show came out. Because I thought that's what I met you originally.
Originally? Probably so. But everybody was calling 18. Me Simone. 18. And I did not know who Simone was because my name is Christina.
Yeah.
And I don't go into that, oh, I'm a celebrity, da da da. First of all, I don't care how much YouTube is paying me, unless YouTube can pay off all my debt. Since I'm regular.
It could, but you don't want to watch the YouTubes and the TikTok girlies.
I just downloaded TikTok. True story. Won't lie to you guys. Hate it. So complicated. Okay. But I think why I'm a light is because I'm humble enough to understand that I can exist in a room with other lights.
No, that's not why you're a light, but that's why you're comfortable being
that's
light.
Why, oh, maybe so.
Yeah.
But it's just a weird thing. I don't know, like, again, Atlanta's just a very, really weird place for me because I'm just like, I can see through things. And when I see through it, I'm like, I don't want to go that route. I don't want to fake it to be a part of this group or crowd. So I'm going to just be over here doing my own thing. And hey, girl, hey.
Facts.
And that's just it. I don't even know if I answered your question.
No.
I don't know how we got there.
No. Jesus. But quick segue, because this is so good. That web series world, the fans that you make doing web series are like no
other. At
no
all.
Other. At all. The dedication these people have to, like, finding you in any project that you're in.
Every single one.
I was, okay, so the very last episode of Choices,
mm-hmm.
Whatever character, I don't remember, she was supposed to be getting married or something. I don't remember what's happening. Whatever. There was a girl who had, like, quit or something.
Mari.
And I did the voiceover for it, right?
Oh, she left. Yes, Angel.
I worked my ass off to, like, switch my voice as the best I possibly could, right? The best I possibly could. Because I was like, me? Me?
Crazy thing is, I didn't even know that wasn't you did a great job, Lacey.
I recorded that voiceover, like, 50 times, right? Like, Nadja was like, sorry, yes, sorry. I have fans who literally were like, This is
your voice. Yes. Yes.
What?
I have gotten cussed out in the club so many times. Like, and I'm drunk, and you're drunk, and you're screaming at me as if I'm Simone. Why the fuck would you send Cree to jail? And I'm like, who the fuck is Cree? Like, I'm drunk, so I don't know who you're talking about. So I'm legit here arguing with
you. What are you talking about?
I was drunk.
And why would you send her to jail?
My character?
Never mind. I'm sorry, guys. I got
caught up. And that's happened. That happens. That
I was
happens.
At a club one time in Jacksonville. This is the best. And I was in this real... We had got booked for this, like... It was a lesbian club. But it was, like, real ratchet. And there was a group ratchet. Of, like, really heavy set Jacksonville-looking women staring us down.
What does Jacksonville women look like?
Memphis women.
What the fuck does a Memphis woman look like? Real? Like, they ready to tussle?
They ready to... They not even tussling with you, bro. They got guns right now. Like, somebody got a gun and they boobs right now. Okay, them hoes come out with gold lipstick and grills. They be ready at all time. Okay,
gold lipstick. And yeah. Grills.
So we were at this little tiny lesbian club in Jacksonville. It was me and two other characters of Unclassified, and these women just kept staring. And I was wearing a two-piece.
With you like thought she was cute.
But it was a slit all the way to the top.
You thought she was cute as a bitch.
I was so cute. I was too cute. I was too cute for somebody to try to fight me. And so they were staring me down like real hard. And I was like, y'all, I'm nervous. So the other girl
can't
like,
show fair.
They was stunned. So one of them was like, fuck it, I'm about to just go over there and talk to them, because they were staring for a minute. It was like a group of them, like five or six. Like it was, and they weren't like little tiny. No, these are some bitches. Okay, so so she goes over and she was like, hey, y'all good? Y'all got a problem? And one of them was like, oh my god, we're just not sure. Are you guys in that web series? Oh my god, the way my heart was like, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, because I didn't do it.
I'm not getting by 5'6" bears. Like, it was crazy. It was fucking crazy. I was terrified for my life. I was like, I think we're about to pop the trunk
on their asses, and we ain't got shit in the trunk. Somebody jump in, we going. We gotta drive up.
The car's already started. Like, we don't got time. It was like they were staring.
So they didn't have welcoming faces.
Not at all. These hoes looked like they was ready, bro. It looked like they thought I fucked with one of their people.
That's what it sounds like. Like, yeah. You stole somebody's girlfriend. That's the bitch right there.
I didn't want to dance, nothing. I was on straight guard. I needed to be like that in my life.
You need to know where the exits were. That was it.
Oh my god. It is, you guys. Oh my god. And then they were so excited. And they're like, oh, let's take a picture. And then they were so nice. But I was like, god damn, I need to get out of here. Because you forget.
Yeah, you do. You forget the things you've worked on. And then you forget, like,
people are watching it.
That's all they know. They don't know your real life. They don't know you outside of. They. That's it. That's it. That's all.
That's big facts. Well, they know me in real life because I go live all the time. But maybe you should watch the
girls. What's the next topic?
Okay. This is a good one.
Okay.
You're a stallion. All right. How hard is it for you to date? Because these studs be little.
Listen, okay, so this, you said this happened at what time? At what month? Okay, cool. So I'm not gonna do that. I just thought about
it. Are you in a relationship?
No, god damn, why did I just say I'm gonna do it? Wow.
Shit. You got different camera there.
Right, no, I'm not in a relationship, right? But I've been dating, so I've been single for like a year and some change, and I've been actively dating. And eventually, like, it started out real ghetto, and then I'm like, okay, this is progress. This got spicy. Okay, cool. I have gotten different taste of, you know how people in the chocolate box from Valentine's Day, you bite everyone and you put it back, and the ones you like, you eat. Baby, it's been a delight.
It's been a delight.
It's been a delight.
Okay, so do you acknowledge, or not acknowledge, do you experience people that are like intimidated or nervous or insecure?
I left somebody that was intimidated and nervous, insecure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She sure was. Like, we talked about it on the way. After we left, we were like, this ain't gonna work.
Wow, not y'all called.
We said, what? And then.
I tried real hard for 2 years, swear to God. Wait. Scouts on her.
Quick segue.
She swears that I didn't, but I did.
Not to bash somebody, but we were editing the episodes and we were like, this is a train wreck. Right. But you seem like you really were trying.
I really did.
But it was a fucking train wreck.
I tried really hard.
It was really bad all the way around.
I feel like I did my big one on that one. I feel like karma got to my back now.
You were like,
I feel like I hated forward, goddammit.
You were willing to do some shit.
So I was. But now I am being blessed. Okay, what I tell you, baby. What are he doing, Lord?
What are he doing? Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so it's more than just pee in the pool.
Mm-mm, I'm in the ocean. Ain't no pee here at all. Like,
she's in Fiji. All the water is clear. Go to Fiji. Hit up Christina if y'all want to know which bars to go to or whatever. Like,
Absolutely.
Well, do these people in Fiji have sisters? Not for me.
Okay, so here's the even crazier part. Like, have not been exclusively dating anybody, and they all know.
You know what? How's that going? Because I feel like
amazing. Because for one, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to kick it. Second of all, I went through hell for 2 years. I'm not risking that again. Yeah. And I feel like in Atlanta, you meet a representative before you meet the real person.
Absolutely.
So I have to meet you in all the seasons. I have to know like your temperament. What I can deal with, what I can't deal with. If I can't deal with it, I'm gonna cut you off, and that's okay. I don't give a fuck if you know where I live or not. this ain't where you want to fuck around at. So for me,
I'm gonna find out.
Absolutely. So now I'm like, honesty has been working a lot better than I thought. And now I'm like talking to my younger self, like, why the fuck were you lying to these bitches? You could have told them the truth.
You were just nervous.
Maybe, but now I'm not. Because I'm grown as the fuck and I don't need you, but I love your company.
Because you pay your own goddamn bills. You've been doing it for a while, so now it's like, what you gonna do? Stop talking to me?
Okay.
I
love it here.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Okay, I love that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times for like, you're really beautiful, right? Like,
not to say, that was bad timing.
First of all, humility is for people without a talent and who are ugly. Kindness is for the rest of us. So you can be kind and not have to be humble. My God.
I learned this shit. Oh my God, Lexiology.
All right, you guys. So the universe is trying to take us out. My audio recorder is just acting crazy. So we are going to end things with Christina. I loved you. This is the universe, and I need to have you back.
Absolutely.
Big facts. Big facts. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Lexiology. Remember that if you're listening to this podcast on any streaming source, you can also watch it on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in Lexiology or Lacey Doll, and it should definitely pop up. Christina, do you want to sign off?
Absolutely. So you guys can follow me on all social media platforms at Christina Diamond. On Instagram, it's official Christina Diamond. And by the end of this, you know, me and Lacey go together real bad. Just letting you guys know now. Off the market.
All right, guys. Bye, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Lexiology. You will hear me next time. Love.